The name of this conference is The Eight Sexual Archetypes. The whole process of developing a balance between femininity and masculinity in each person is considerably more complex than merely activating two sexual archetypes in the unconscious, which Jung called anima and animus. Beginning with Tony Wolf, Jung's lifelong associate, Jungian psychologists have come to see that there is a variety of sexual archetypes, both male and female, which are present in the collective unconscious and which keep hammering at the door of our consciousness in order to be activated and put into practice in our conscious life. It is extremely helpful for a whole mature life that we be able to recognize which of these several sexual archetypes are presently motivating our conscious activities, and which other sexual archetypes we need now to activate and bring into consciousness in order to keep balanced and successfully to resolve the problems of life presently facing us. The insights of Tony Wolf were first published in 1956, and she suggests four female sexual archetypes, which together would comprise femininity, and four male sexual archetypes, which together would comprise masculinity. The female archetypes that Tony Wolf suggests are mother, eternal girl, which Tony Wolf calls hetera, Amazon, and medium or psychic. The four male archetypes are father, eternal boy, hero or conqueror, and wisdom figure. Each of these eight sexual archetypes have both a positive aspect and a negative aspect. It is part of the task of maturity to make sure that we activate and develop the positive side of these sexual archetypes and be on our guard against allowing the negative side to be consciously activated. The positive mother archetype is the nourishing mother. The negative is the possessive, devouring mother. The positive father archetype is the provider and protector. The negative is the tyrant or dictator. For the eternal girl archetype, the positive side is the eternal beauty, whereas the negative side would be the flirt or the playmate, the temptress. For the male second sexual archetype of eternal boy, the positive side is the eternal youth, the one who is always open to new things, willing to change, willing to grow. Whereas the negative would be the playboy, the Don Juan. For the third female archetype of the fighter or Amazon, the positive side would be the heroine, such as Saint Joan of Arc. And the negative side would be the career woman who has lost something of her femininity and has become too masculine. In the third male archetype of warrior, the positive one is the hero, and the negative one would be the demagogue, for example, Hitler. For the fourth female archetype of the psychic or medium, the positive one would be the mediatrix, the woman who is capable of tying together the spiritual and the physical, or the unconscious and the conscious. The negative side would be a person that we would call a witch or a sorcerer, a fortune teller, someone who uses this psychic ability for some unworthy reason. In the fourth male archetype, the wisdom figure, the positive one, would be the prophet, the wise old man who has good insights, good intuitions, is able to read the signs of the times and know which direction we should go. The negative side of this would be the wise guy, the person who thinks they know it all. A mature woman, therefore, will do everything possible to develop and to expand on these positive sides, the nourishing mother, the eternal girl, the heroine, the mediatrix. And for a man to develop the positive side, the provider, the protector, the eternal youth, always open to new things, the hero, the warrior who is willing to fight for a worthwhile cause, and then the prophet, the wise sage who is able to see which direction we should go, both for ourselves and for others. At the same time, if we are to carry out Carl Jung's suggestion of a balance between masculinity and femininity, that we need also to take a look at the archetypes of the other sex. A man would look at the female archetypes and a woman at the male archetypes, and to see how we can incorporate both the positive masculine values and the positive feminine values into our daily life. I would recommend that you read what several modern-day Jungians have written about how to recognize which sexual archetype is presently motivating our conscious actions, and then how to activate those positive sexual archetypes that we need in order to maintain and attain a good balance, both of femininity and masculinity. Edward Whitmont writes about all of this in chapter 11 of his book, The Symbolic Quest. I would highly recommend the whole book, but especially this chapter 11 that deals with this topic of the sexual archetypes. And then Ann Ulanov, back in 1971, has a very good treatment of the female sexual archetypes in chapter 10 of her book, which is entitled The Feminine in Jungian Psychology. And then Marie Norrissey and myself treat of these different sexual archetypes in chapter 16 of our book, Arise, published in 1981. Recently, Tad and Noreen Guzzi published a whole book on this subject. It is entitled About Men and Women and is published by Paulus Press. Finally, Jean Bolan, a Jungian psychiatrist out in San Francisco, published in 1984 an excellent book on the female sexual archetypes. It is entitled Goddesses in Every Woman. Bolan further amplifies Tony Wolf's list of four female sexual archetypes and insists that there are at least seven such archetypes that motivate the life and actions of different women. It is not that all of these archetypes will be working in the same woman, but that at least several of them can be expected to become activated and put into conscious life in the course of the average woman's life. All of those writing on this subject of sexual archetypes insist that it is impossible at any one time to make use of all the different sexual archetypes. They also insist that it is extremely helpful for a balanced psychological development to be able to recognize which particular archetype or archetypes that are presently motivating our actions or our reactions. The Guzis, in their book about men and women, claim that it is possible only to properly and maturely activate two of the four sexual archetypes in the course of the average person's life. Other authors disagree with them. Some archetypes take considerably more psychic energy on our part to activate and put into use in our conscious life. And therefore, just as in the case of the four psychological functions of sensing, intuition, thinking, and feeling, that there is one of them that is dominant and another auxiliary, while the third and the fourth remain more or less unconscious. Similarly, when we deal with the four basic temperaments, the SJ, the SP, the NT, and the NF, or as we call them in our book, Prayer and Temperament, the Ignatian, the Augustinian, the Franciscan, and the Thomistic temperaments. Again, that one of these is very dominant, that motivates most of our conscious life, whereas another one is more or less an auxiliary that helps that. In the same way, we can say that in these sexual archetypes, we will find one or perhaps two of them that are dominant, whereas another one will be an auxiliary to the dominant. Considerably more research needs to be done in this whole area of male and female sexual archetypes. And no doubt more books will be published on the subject in the years to come. The whole feminist movement in our times is helping us to understand so much more about femininity and masculinity than even Carl Jung comprehended just one generation ago. However, his insight and his insistence upon the need of finding and maintaining a good balance between femininity and masculinity is just as valid today as it was when he first proposed it more than 50 years ago. It seems to me that our present insights regarding these different sexual archetypes require us to recognize not just the four archetypes, male and female, which Tony Wolf talks about, but at least eight sexual archetypes for both male and female. The female eight archetypes that I would like to suggest are as follows: mother, wife, lover, eternal girl, heroine, Amazon, mystic, and mediatrix. We can see that Tony Wolf's four, mother, eternal girl, Amazon, and mediatrix that they are included, but I have suggested four additional ones: wife, lover, heroine, and mystic. And this suggestion comes particularly as a result of reading Jean Boland's book, Goddesses in Every Woman. Now, if this is true for the female, that there are at least eight different sexual archetypes, we can expect that there would be comparably for the male archetypes also eight. And so I would like to suggest these: father, husband, lover, eternal boy, hero or leader, warrior, saint, and finally, wisdom figure or sage. And again, besides the four that Tony Wolf gives us, father, eternal boy, hero, and wisdom figure, I'm suggesting husband, lover, warrior, and saint. The probability is that there are many additional aspects of femininity and masculinity that we could consider as sexual archetypes in the collective unconscious. For Jung, the objective psyche, or the collective unconscious, as he called it, is the repository of all the experiences of the human race from the beginning of time until the present day. These past experiences of the whole human race are available to some extent to each person today, provided we are able to activate the appropriate archetype or nodal point of psychic energy of the collective unconscious. The sexual archetypes, therefore, would comprise all the past experiences that human beings have ever had in this area of sex and relationships between the two sexes. We can imagine then what a vast storehouse or treasury of psychic energy is available to us in the objective psyche to which each of us has access. Whether we think of four or seven or eight or even 16 sexual archetypes, what we are trying to do is to classify the basic categories under which we can list those archetypes which are somewhat similar. If we, however, subdivide these categories too much, they lose their value in helping us to understand which sexual archetype is motivating us. Many authors make use of the names and descriptions of the various Greek gods and goddesses to classify the sexual archetypes. And this is legitimate, since these pagan gods and goddesses are actually projections of unconscious human archetypes. This would explain why there is such a variety of gods and goddesses in most pagan religions. The more conscious is our masculinity or femininity, the more deeply repressed and buried in the unconscious will be its opposite. A homosexual man or a lesbian woman, for reasons known or unknown, experiences the conscious expression of the archetypes of the opposite sex of what that person is physically. Actually, every one of us is bisexual. Each one of us is a combination of masculine and feminine archetypes, or shall we say that both men and women have available out of the collective unconscious not only sexual archetypes of their own particular sex, but also the sexual archetypes of the other sex. And basically, each of us is attracted to another person by those particular sexual archetypes which are repressed, are not conscious in ourselves. And so if certain masculine archetypes are repressed into my unconscious, I will be attracted to a man or a woman who consciously expresses them. Similarly, if I have repressed certain female archetypes, I will be attracted to the woman or the man who consciously expresses them. To attain sexual maturity and maintain a good balance of masculinity and femininity in our personality, we must keep ourselves constantly open to those particular sexual archetypes in our unconscious that are ripe and ready to be activated in conscious life. It is, of course, humanly impossible consciously to practice the many diverse sexual archetypes. There is, however, a certain rhythm or order for the conscious activation of sexual archetypes, to which we are called by our God-given destiny in life and by the different roles we are expected to fulfill during our life on earth. Common sense and experience will help us discern this proper order. Our dreams also will tell us which sexual archetypes we need to develop more consciously at the present time. Spiritual direction, the advice of friends and counselors, group or individual therapy sessions are other methods to help us discover which archetype we need consciously to activate at the present time and to develop. This discernment of which archetypes we need to develop is only half of the task of sexual maturity. The other half is to become aware of both the negative and positive sides of each of these archetypes. Every sexual archetype has a negative aspect which can do serious harm to ourselves and others if we allow it to develop consciously. Frequently, this negative aspect appears when we go to extremes and overemphasize the positive, the good side. And so, for example, the negative mother archetype of being a possessive and devouring mother usually occurs when a woman overemphasizes her responsibilities as a nourishing, loving, protecting mother. Similarly, for a man, the negative father archetype of tyrant and dictator frequently happens because that man takes too seriously his responsibilities as a provider and a protector. The positive female sexual archetype of the psychic or the medium is apt to get out of control when that person allows these psychic powers that she experiences to go to her head. And when she begins to make use of these special powers in some selfish way for her own aggrandizement or for her own material financial profit, for example. In the same way, the wisdom figure of the male sexual archetype, which has a tremendous value when it is used to read the signs of the times and to discern which direction God's providence wishes us to go. If that is taken too seriously, if it goes to a person's head so that that person thinks that not only do they have this particular ability in certain limited areas, but that they have a sense of knowing it all, they become then the wise guy, the negative aspect of this archetype, which can do tremendous harm, just as the prophetic, the positive aspect, can do so much good. We should not become discouraged when we become aware of one or another negative aspect of these sexual archetypes operating in our life. This struggle between the positive and the negative is part of our human situation on earth. Even the Blessed Mother Mary had to struggle to keep under control her nourishing mother archetype. Several times in the gospel, Jesus had to put Mary in her place when she attempted to become a little too possessive. Therefore, to help us attain wholeness, balance, maturity in our life, I would like to make three suggestions in regards to these sexual archetypes. First of all, I would recommend that we do some further reading in some of the books that I have recommended in this tape so that we can have a better knowledge of these different male and female archetypes, and therefore be able to recognize them when they are influencing and motivating our conscious life, as well as the lives of those with whom we live and associate. It will help us so much easier to understand why people act the way they do if we can pinpoint the particular sexual archetype under which they are operating. Secondly, the more knowledge we have of the positive and the negative aspects of each sexual archetype, the better prepared we will be to avoid any negative use of them and practice only the positive aspects. Thirdly, let us always keep in mind the law of polarity. Virtue and truth, as well as wholeness and maturity, stand in the middle between opposite poles of truth and reality. The really whole, mature person, either man or woman, will be able to maintain a balance in one's life between femininity and masculinity, as well as some sort of balance between these different sexual archetypes that comprise femininity and masculinity. If we are to attain and maintain the particular destiny in life to which we are called by God, then we need every day to ask ourselves, which sexual archetype or archetypes do I need to activate and put into practice today in my conscious life and activities? This is the end of the conference on sexual archetypes.